Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ethan speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Dolores Rodriguez, and I'm inquiring about a charge that I have on my Sam's Club statement.
All right, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
Pardon me?
Your zip code?
78332.
And your first and last name?
Dolores Rodriguez.
All right. Can you confirm your shipping address for me?
I'm sorry. I can hardly understand what you're saying.
I said, can you confirm your shipping address for me? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's 968 County Road 137, Alice, Texas, 78332.
All right. Give me just one moment. All right, ma'am. So I do see here where you did purchase our Vibe watch back on the 28th of December. Hello?
On a Sam's Club card?
Yes, ma'am. It ended in 7306.
Just a second. I can hardly... Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing that you ordered our Vibe watch back on the 28th of December for $792.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So when you did purchase that, you did purchase it on a trial basis. And that trial was for 14 days, and it did state that we seen the product to try for free for those 14 days, in which you only had to pay shipping. But it was also stated in the product description, as well as the terms and conditions, that if you didn't call in to cancel to return the watch, whether you just didn't like it or you just didn't want to keep it within those 14 days, that after the 14 days that you would be billed the full price of that watch.
Okay, so it was a ripoff. Okay, now I know where I got it, but I thought it was a Home Depot deal, not a Sam's Club. But anyway, now I know what it is, and I won't be charged anymore for that, will I?
No, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's it for today.
All right, ma'am. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.